fresh off another Super Bowl. Kevin Harlan joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Thank you so much, Kevin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are doing okay. It was a terrific season for the Niners. And, you know, they've got good days ahead, I think, certainly. And they just ran into a Kansas City team that had been kind of riding that magic carpet. You know, these come-from-behind wins are hard to get, but certainly in a Super Bowl, you don't expect it. And sure enough, they did. But it was a fun game to watch, certainly a great game to broadcast, but I'm still very bullish on the Niners and where they're headed.
Kevin, as you're sitting there doing the play-by-play, you're mid-fourth quarter, did you think the pendulum was going to swing as hard back to Kansas City as it did, or did you think, for the most part, Kyle Shanahan had this one in the barn?
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was finished, a 10-point lead. In fact, I started right about the 7, 8, 9-minute mark of the fourth quarter, started circling the game-ending notes to kind of set up my final spiel on the Niners winning. I was all set. It was 20-10, and I thought this baby is in the barn, as you say, and I thought it was finished. So I started to collect my notes and make sure I had the relevant things to say as we were going through the post-game interviews and interviewing the victorious Niners. So I was caught off guard like a lot of people, but I will tell you this. I mean, this has been Kansas City's MO. It seems like they, for whatever reason, take their foot off the gas sometimes. They don't show their best. And then all of a sudden, when they shift gears and get in stride, they are almost unstoppable. And certainly we saw that with 21 unanswered late in the game and a win. So they did it against the Titans. They did it the week before that against the Texans. And unfortunately for Niner fans, they did it against San Francisco on Sunday.
So how unprepared were you for the post game when it started?
Well, I had done the AFC Championship game a couple weeks before, and the theme in Kansas City, obviously, has been 50 years. And I had to write something for SI about the Chiefs, and I quit it to, you know, 50 years is a lifetime. That's a lifetime. 50 years is, you know, how these people have continued to buy season tickets and tailgate and pay those parking fees and the high prices in Arrowhead, and year after year after year show up at that stadium and support that team with some close calls, some distant calls, and everything in between. Shocking that they have been as resilient and as faithful, not to borrow a phrase from out there, but as faithful as they have been. And they have stayed loyal, and it paid off. And sometimes, as we all know, if the journey is a little bit more difficult, if the journey has a bit more up and down to it and a lot of sideways, that when you finally reach where you're going, if it can become more fulfilling. And I thought for Chiefs fans, that's how they felt. There was nothing, you know, in running into a bunch of Chiefs fans, it was nothing like boastful. I didn't sense that whatsoever. There's no boasting to be done when you haven't been there in 50 years. It was like relief, and aren't we lucky, and my dad never got to see this, or my mom never got to see this, and I have, and so you had that kind of feel to it. I mean, it was genuine, and it was not boastful. It was pride, certainly, but feeling very, very grateful for the fact that this team had made it that far and then eventually won the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you have this level of expertise, but could you compare the Chiefs fans' reaction to those of the Cubs in 16 or the Red Sox earlier? Because they also had to wait a long time. And they went from zero to smug pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I don't sense that. Now, listen, you know, this Mahomes, he is not he does not lack for confidence. He shows it. He's got a bravado about him, and it's turned some people off. It's been shown as a guy who's very confident in his skills, and why not? You've got an arm that's a generational talent and a guy that has done things in 2 years in this league that no other quarterback has done through the first 31 games of his career. He has thrown for more touchdowns, more yards, and has a better QBR than any quarterback before him. So, you know, those are some pretty lofty things that he's accomplished. And he's been the MVP, now a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, right now, if his career, for whatever reason, ended right now, he might make captain. I mean, you know, right? He's been that good, that historically good. And so I would like to think, to be honest, I'm a Midwest guy. I live in Kansas City. I haven't done the Chiefs for 27 years, but I would tell you that area, when the Royals, for instance, lost to the Giants and then won the next year in the World Series, There was nothing smug about the way they thought about themselves or the fact that they were better than some other team's fans or whatever. And I would think the Chiefs fans would follow suit. I think that's a pretty good path, to be humble and to be grateful. I think that might be the theme that I would sense right now from the Chiefs thousands and thousands of fans that were down there. That was what I felt. And I know we're going back to Kansas City right now from Miami, and I'm sure I'll be seeing that when I get back home too. There's nothing boastful about this. It's feeling very fortunate.
I know you said you're bullish on the future of the Niners. I think we all are too, for the most part. But I do wonder, when you have this game and another on a big stage, they may not be related, but Kyle Shanahan loses a significant lead, his team that he's coaching the offense of. Are there takeaways from this, or from this game in general, or is it just a bad day against a really good quarterback?
Well, that's a great question. The defense of Kansas City had really not been talked about, but it had been the number one defense for the last 6 weeks of the regular season. Now, it really didn't show all that much against the Texans, but they had such a gigantic lead, and they had a comeback, and it was kind of a hootenanny and Arrowhead that day. Against the Titans, they showed some really good defense, and they stiffened when they needed to, and they got the top story in the postseason. Derrick Henry basically stopped in his tracks. So that defense is a little underrated. And, you know, it's so funny in these big games, and I don't know how much of a reflection it is on the play calling or on prep or whatever, but I always sense in these big games there always seems to be one segment and usually one play. And when the defense let Tyreek Hill get in back of him, and Kurt Warner on our broadcast, I just listened to the broadcast. We're in O'Hare right now, changing planes, so flying up from Miami here. I was listening back to the broadcast, and I heard Kurt two plays before that long throw on 3rd and 15 from the Chiefs 35 to Tyreek Hill. He said the one thing that the Niners defense cannot do, is they cannot let a receiver get in back of him. And what happened? Sure enough, Hill got in back of those secondary guys, in back of the defense, and they struck, and they got a 44-yard gain. And you could just see the sideline change on the Kansas City side, and you could see some dejection and some bad body language on the San Francisco, on the field with the Niner defenders, but on that sideline. Like, it's like, uh-oh, what have we just let, you know, what genie's just been let out of the bottle? What door have we just opened for them by letting them get that long pass play? So, I mean, it's tough. It's difficult. And Kyle's taken a great deal of heat right now, and that kind of comes with the territory, and he expects it. I tell you what, I don't know if I'd want another coach handling this kind of adversity than him. I think he is a rising star. He has done so much at a young age, right? Of all these young coaches, and I know there's one south of you in L.A. and Sean McVay, and he's a good one. But right now, I think Kyle Shanahan has got about as much for any young coach in pro football as there is. And if anyone's going to rectify it, anyone's going to learn from it, anyone's going to advance from it, it's going to be Kyle and that organization. They've been too good lately, too good recently, to let this thing kind of fall through their fingers. I really sense that. Now, listen, they're probably in the most difficult division in pro football, but at the same time, I think they're built to withstand it, and that will only make them better. And this loss will only make them better going forward.
Kevin Harlan, the one and only voice of Kevin Harlan here on 95.7 The Game. I think it's amazing that you're listening to playback of the Super Bowl. Does Kevin Harlan still air check himself?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I take off the headset after every broadcast, whether it's NBA or it's CBS on TV or that one on Sunday night. I probably could have said about 300 things differently or better or changed or tweaked it or whatever. So I wanted to give myself a day in between. And so I was with my family yesterday, and they all went home last night. And my wife and I are flying home right now. And I knew this would be a pretty good time. With the game still fresh in my mind, things I wanted to listen to. And like everything, some things aren't as bad as you think, and some things aren't as good as you think. But that's the only way I can survive. I don't have a lot on the ball, but one thing I do have is some perseverance, I think. And that served me well. And I'll take my notes and then put this aside until after the NBA playoffs. And then this summer I have little projects with all my different broadcasts that I go back and I'll pick about 8 TV games and about 8 radio games and break them down per quarter and go back over them again and try to get better and improve on on what I do. I don't take the job lightly, as you guys don't, and what you do, and make sure that I stay on top of my game. There's a lot of young guys that would like to be in that